Yeah, good game, Miles. I think we started extremely well. We got a tonic of an early goal after 12 minutes. Stephen McLaughlin pouncing on this ball from that field. We're doing on the right, put across the box, past two or three men, and finished the left foot, a shot past the keeper. Brilliant finish, absolutely brilliant goal. And then we were really cruising about the 34th minute when good pressure play up in the top left-hand corner. The pitch, Anthony Doherty, allowed Jeremy Key, of course, clear the defence. And absolutely a phenomenal finish with outside of his right boot inside the near post to make it 2-0. In fairness to Limerick, they're really come at us for the rest of the game, Miles, to be honest. We gave away, from a defensive point of view, a poor goal just before half-time. It was a long ball into the box, and it slicked on the number 11, and that went back, and they duly finished into the net. But we regrouped at half-time and got our shape and set our stall out again for the second half, and I'm sorry as the mates, they couldn't break us down.
So you played defensively in the second half, trying to hold on to your 2-1 lead?
No, far from it. I might say we kept a defensive shape, but any time we got the ball, we were very, very dangerous on the break. We had players capable of carrying the ball 50, 60 yards, and some excellent defending by the Limerick defence really kept us out at times. But at the same time, when we lost the ball, we got our shape back, and we defended well, because, you know, they're probably a bigger side than us, you know, taller, and they were... putting a lot of balls into the box, and you know yourself, they have to be won. You have to compete for them. You have to win the initial headers. You have to win the breaking balls, and that's what we've done. We've done what we had to do.
You always suggested that you were a good footballing team. Did you perform to your best on the footballing side today?
I think, you know, as I said already, for the first 35 minutes, Miles, we were excellent. Really, really good. Got the 2-goal cushion, and then, like a lot of teams do, wants to go 2-0 up. You know, they tend to take the foot of the gas and maybe tend to over-elaborate at times. And that's really what happened to us. And once Limerick got the goal, you know, before half-time, they were right back in the game.
Yeah, a good time psychologically to score. And, you know, when you're tuning up, you're coasting. But then it changes the whole complexion and at going in 2-1.
Yeah, well, we were glad to get the half-time whistle, to be honest. Not that we were under any immense pressure or anything, but just to get the boys' heads in and get it focused again on what we were about and what has got us into the 2-0 position in the opening 35 minutes. And I think, you know, for most part of the second half, we achieved that. Limerick are a very, very good side, you know, and they had their homework done on us. They nearly played a 4-2-4. They pushed their two wide men right up on our fullbacks to stop us playing out. Which meant that, you know, goal kicks and things like that had to go long, and then at 50-15, you know, you have to... But that's, I suppose that's a compliment to our team, you know, that they didn't want us playing out in the back. And, you know, I can't just, you know, the players are absolutely phenomenal. Not just today, but, you know, for the last 4 years, we had myself and Paul Hegarty. And, you know, for the last 4 years, we have 10 of those players that played in the All-Ireland final 2 years ago, and they've been absolutely brilliant.
That's a fantastic achievement to be the best league in the country.
That's a phenomenal achievement, Miles. You know, people have no idea, like, your interleague standard. You know, when I think back to the group games, every one of the interleague games was a tough, tough game. Again, against the Donegal game as an example, we played very well in the first half. Probably should have been more than one goal ahead. Donegal came at us and equalised, and it was only a late, late winner from Anthony Doherty back in November on a Wednesday night and began. It shows you the toughness of them. Every team has been well prepared, and I knew Donegal in particular, and Brian Dunham would be a lot better organisation than they have been for the last couple of years. And I see them as even one of our biggest threats looking forward to next year already.
And, you know, you're playing different leagues. Do you see different styles, different tactics against, you know, when you're playing other teams?
Oh, you do. You come across. Like, I mean, sometimes it's difficult. You know, when you have a set pattern of play, and you come across a team, then it sort of stifles that. And but you know, you have to deal with what's in front of you on the day. Every team has their own prerogative to play whatever they want. You know, we have our own football and style of play because of the players that we have. They're a lot of them very small, a lot of them very quick, a lot of them very comfortable on the ball. And you know, that's the style of play that we want to play. But like, I mean, you know, no other team's going to stand back and let you play it. You have to earn the right to play, and you have to compete, and you have to be physical, and just, as I said, deal with whatever in front of you on the day, and that's what we've done today.
This victory surely is going to put Dennis Owen League football on the map.
I'll be honest, I think, you know, we've been on the map, you know, in the last 3 or 4 years. Like, I mean, you know, without the AUL in this competition, it's quite possibly we could be looking at maybe a second All-Ireland in this, because, you know, they've been a phenomenal side. They won it 4 years in a row. They beat us 2 years ago. They beat us in the semi-final when we definitely let them off the hook here last year. And then we got our, not revenge is the wrong word, but we got our award against them, I suppose, when we beat them this year, and it was our turn. and you know, they're an excellent side. I just said to the players after the game, there, you know, good teams won one, great teams won two, so that's what we're planning for, give it an assault again next year and see where it takes it.
Well, that's an important point, because they also say that you probably have to lose one before you win, so you've got all that confidence now and that ability to win. The next stage would be winning another.
Yeah, well, that's up to, I mean, myself and Paul talked to the players briefly, and you can imagine there's a great crowd in McGinn today, absolutely brilliant support from every club in the league and from beyond, people from the Donegal League, people from the Sligo League, fantastic support for the players here, and it's shown here, they're still standing on the pitch around me, congratulating the players, and, you know, it's fantastic for the players, and we just had a quick word with them, and, you know, we'll enjoy probably the rest of the week, but, when it starts up again in September and we get a team back together, we'll be looking to see if we push on and go as far as we can on that again.
It'll probably mean that there'll be other players that'll be saying, well, maybe I should have put myself forward for this league and may do so next year.
Absolutely, that's what we're looking for all the time. We have a fairly small pool of players, but, you know, even still, we have a lot of young lads that come in there at 20, 21 years of age. We'll work with an extended panel this year with 28 players that we've used in the whole campaign. And every one of them has played a part in it. You know, they might have been here today in the match day squad, but they played a part in getting us here. And we'd be hoping then that there's other young lads and all the teams in the Premier and First Division that would see this as a step up and an honour to play their league, which I definitely believe it. Every player in every league should see it as an honour to play for his league and represent his league.
Is there a possibility of further recognition? Maybe is there such thing as international caps available?
Yeah, well, they're always available, but that's not for me to decide. Like, I mean, we've had, you know, we've been fortunate enough that Shane Canning and Matthew Byrne have been acknowledged and got international caps over the last two seasons. Personally, I believe there's one or two more that are worth a shout, but, you know, that's not my call. That's up to the international managers.
And, you know, we speak with Donal O'Brien, Cockhill Celtic, and he talks about his players being, you know, suitable to go to higher leagues. Is it a similar situation with you in any show league?
Absolutely. Like, I mean, you know, I think, you know, there's a lot made of maybe players moving on and that, but, you know, the standard in junior football is phenomenally good. There's a lot of good competitions like the FAI Junior Cups, the Oscar Trainer Trophy, you have the Regions Cup now, you know, which is only open to juniors players to represent Ireland in a European competition. You know, all those opportunities are available at junior level. But, like, I mean, for junior players, if they're good enough, they should be picked up by the likes of Harps and Derry City anyway, if they're doing their jobs right. And, you know, if they're deemed not to be good enough or surplus the requirements, well, then there's plenty of top-level competition available for them in the junior game.
Mm-hmm. So you're a proud man leading your league to a national title today?
Absolutely. Very, very proud of the players. I say it's all, the game is about the players, Miles. You know, we only steer the ship. They're the boys that put in the hard work and on wet Monday nights when you're down training or doing friendly games or, you know, travelling away to play away games and giving up their time. And they deserve the credit, the full credit today.